Every week, right about this time, kind of open it up to you. You have an issue. Maybe you got yourself into a situation. You don't know how to handle it. So you come to us. You come with the people with the microphones. And then, you know,
the people that are smart,
that are
listening, will give you the advice.
Yes.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey there.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right. So talk to us about what happened to you.
You guys know that Reddit thread that kind of went viral recently about the guy that accidentally proposed to his girlfriend?
On Ambien?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it was crazy. I saw that and I couldn't believe it because right over like the holiday break, I did the exact same thing.
What?
Stop it.
Well, not exact same. It was I didn't take any Ambien, but I did have NyQuil, and it was the holiday. We had come home. I had this cold, and I couldn't shake the cold, and it was like really disrupting my sleep. And I was like, I really want to sleep. So after we came back home from this party, and I had a couple of beers at the party, but I wasn't drunk or anything. But then I was like, man, I've got this headache, and so I just like. I didn't even use the measuring cup. I just swigged the NyQuil, so I don't even know how much I took.
But, we've all been there. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess I got pretty loopy. Now, I thought I just passed out and went to sleep. But when I woke up in the morning, I found out that I had accidentally, done something pretty big and stupid, and I proposed to my girlfriend. To get married, and
is this something that was maybe on your radar to do at some point?
Yeah, how long have you been dating?
Only like, let's see, it's like 2.5-3 months.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
gosh.
So it wasn't really something that was, I mean, we really have hit it off and we've had a great time together for the 3 months we've been together, but no, I was not considering proposing marriage at this point. I was actually like really far from even thinking in those terms. So I mean, I don't know. I mean, I do want to get married someday, but I really don't have any plans. But I guess I don't know, my subconscious did it.
so yeah, like how did you what happened? So like
did you have a ring?
Well, I do or I did, I should say, because My grandmother's ring, she gave that to me, and she said, whenever you find the right woman, you to give this to her.
Stop it.
Oh, God.
And
oh, God.
So I gave her my grandma's ring.
Wow. So, like, how many people know about this?
Everybody I'm friends with on Facebook knows.
Oh, my God. You changed your status, too? Just like the guy on the Reddit thread?
Yeah, I didn't even know that I did it. I didn't even know that I was doing it.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, and so my phone's been totally blowing up.
Yeah.
Everybody's they're like, engaged. And I'm like, oh, God, what? And I've just been slowly piecing it together.
Yeah.
And, like, I now it's kind of bits and pieces are coming back, but I don't even know if I'm making it up in my own head. But
oh, wow.
But, okay. she has the ring. And my status has changed. I mean, it's just, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't want to get married.
Okay. All right.
Do you know how you feel about, are you in love with her? Are you just,
well,
is
he's
it
been
way
dating
too,
her 3 months.
I don't
he
know.
Has,
Sometimes
he has
people know.
Strong feelings, he said, but
all
you know.
Right. Okay. All right.
I would have the longest engagement.
Yes.
On the planet.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of text messages, actually, at 502-571-9970.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Hey, next time, don't do the NyQuil after the drinking.
Sure.
Solid
advice. Seriously.
Oh, you're going to have to keep us updated.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you. And, yeah, we've got, like I said, a lot of people chiming in already. So, you know, maybe there are some ways to approach it from our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hurt her, and I don't want to get married, but, you know, she's already looking at wedding dresses online.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right,
okay.
Well, hey,
yeah.
Thank you for calling us, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. Thanks, guys. I hope I can get a little help here.
Greg texts in and says, fake your own death and leave town.
Oh,
that's a bit extreme.
It's a little.
Greg.
That's a little extreme.
Greg.
Not sure that's feasible.
We're going to.
Thanks, Greg.
appreciate it. 502-571-9970.
One of them. Start a blog on how to lose a fiance in 10 days. LOL.
Gosh.
Here's another one. Wait for her to get in the shower, grab the ring, and go.
Boss Lady Lisa texts in and says, note to self, require drug and alcohol screen during proposal. This thing is why I will be single forever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Retweet,
all
right. Boss Lady Lisa.
Jessica says, I was engaged to marry my husband for probably 3 years, so just make it a long engagement and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm team long engagement, too. I mean, because it's early, he has strong feelings for her. You never know how those feelings may evolve, and he may be all on board the wedding train before you know it. Kimberly said, I got engaged after 3 months and happily married for 11. Tell him to go for it.
Wow. Ride that YOLO train.
YOLO!
Another text. My husband proposed to me while we were both extremely drunk. The next day, I remembered it, but didn't mention anything just in case it was by mistake since he didn't have a ring. And then she said, an hour after waking up, he was calling his family, telling him about it. So I got off easy. We were only together for about 3 months at that time also. Wow. Okay.
Okay. This happens way more often than I guess we realized.
We realized. Hey, Mo.
What if he really just passed out? And she just decided to act as if he did propose to her.
Oh, whoa! Oh, whoa! Yeah. So that he didn't actually do that. She's making him think he did that.
God. Yes.
Now my head is spinning.
Yeah, Mo, you're onto something.
Yeah. You are a deceiving.
Yeah, no, that's next level.
You have that mind that is just like, oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Mo, right. Is this from experience?
All right, Mo.
No. All right.
Thank you. Hey,
Andrew, the love doctor.
It is me. Free Therapy Thursday. Hey, guys, listen. This guy, I'm telling you what, he's got to grow a set. He's got to end this thing, and he's got to do it right now. If he cares about her like he says he does, the longer this goes on, the more hurt she's going to be, and it's going to hurt people that's related to her, involved with her, family, friends. He's going to alienate a lot of people if he lets this go any further. 3 months? I mean, they're still in the, you know, touchy-feely, I love you, ha-ha-ha phase. Yeah, honeymoon phase. And once the honeymoon phase is, once that honeymoon phase is over, I'm telling you what, it's going to get real. He's got to end this thing now.
I got to think, what does her family think? Like her family's got to be like, yo, you only know this guy for 3 months. Why are you getting married?
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. So. Something's not right with that.
We don't know if the guy is A, rich, or B, hot. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
We hope both.
yeah, we all hope. Andrew, thank you.
You got it, guys. Keep on loving.
All right, thank you, man.
Love him. We should literally, like, pay him to be on the staff. We
yeah.
Should.
Another text from Justin, like, hey, are you sure he did it? Maybe she found the ring and decided to take advantage of the NyQuil situation.
So many people
are jumping on conspiracy
Mo's
theories.
Conspiracy, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
All right, if you want to continue commenting, you can. Facebook and Twitter, or you can always text us.
I don't know if we helped. Do we help? Like, I don't know if we came up with anything for him to do.
Ellie, we always help.
Do we? Do we help?
Kelly, look. I mean, you gotta trust the process.
I don't think we
messed with his head so hard with all these conspiracy theories and stuff.
You gotta trust the process.
No, his head's probably spinning too. He's like,
it's probably the NyQuil he's been
taking. How is he gonna ever find out? How is he ever gonna know?
All right. If you want to continue commenting, you can. That's free therapy.
I don't think we helped.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did.
Help.
On 99.7 DJX.